You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. New York firefighters respond to a house fire and find the homeowners, Fremaya Baldo and Marangely Morano, and their two toddlers dead. But they didn't die in the fire. Turns out, all four were stabbed to death. An arrest made after police canvassed the neighborhood for videos and witness statements. Cops believe more suspects than Julio Pimentel Sereno are involved.
Nancy, police have now named a second suspect, Luis Soriano, 31. Julio and Luis Soriano are brothers. The pair are cousins to Fraime Ubaldo. Cops believe Luis Soriano has fled to Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic. While federal officials and U.S. Marshals work to track Soriano down, family and friends are mourning the young family. Several vigils have been held outside the family's home as loved ones grapple with their brutal murders.
Pimentel Sereno, 34. Charged with four counts of murder, including two tots. An Ohio mom panics when she can't find her 8-year-old girl. She then realizes her car's gone too. As mom is reporting the girl missing, multiple drivers are reporting a suspected DUI. Cops track down the car to a Target store and find the little girl shopping inside. The girl admits she hit a mailbox on the half-hour drive to Target. Officers let her finish her Starbucks Frappuccino while family members come to pick her up. Obviously, they did not let her drive home. No one facing the charges. Cops just happy the 8-year-old girl is safe. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lindley.
A Pennsylvania man has entered no contest pleas in connection with the deaths of his father and stepmother, who were killed with a sword nearly 5 years ago. 43-year-old LeVar Fountain has avoided a trial by pleading to third-degree murder charges in York County Court. First-degree murder charges, which would have carried a mandatory life sentence, were dismissed. Court records indicate Fountain's sentencing is scheduled for November 8th. Authorities say Fountain was not taking his prescribed medication for schizophrenia when the killings occurred in December of 2019. The victims, 74-year-old John Fountain and 65-year-old Mary Fountain, were found in the York home they shared with their son. Investigators believe the sword used in the attack was found in Fountain's bedroom. Officials revealed chilling details of the aftermath, stating that Fountain moved the bodies to the basement, posted a note on the door claiming the couple had relocated to Florida, and then isolated himself in his room for 3 days. Authorities say Fountain also killed the couple's dogs, later explaining that he believed the animals represented, quote, lower-class dragons and had to be killed. Fountain's defense team had initially prepared to argue an insanity defense, but the trial was averted when Fountain opted to enter a no-contest plea. His attorney, Klessina Houtman, confirmed that Fountain's mental state at the time of the killings was a significant aspect of the case. Family members have expressed disbelief. Fountain's sister, Karen, said he did not remember committing the crime and maintained he would never intentionally harm his parents. Under the plea, Fountain did not admit guilt, but he acknowledged that prosecutors had enough evidence to convict him. Now to a developing story out of New York, as two former high-ranking officials from the New York City Fire Department are facing serious federal charges. Let's bring in Sydney Sumner now of Crime Online for more.
Anthony Saccovino and Brian Cordasco, both former chiefs within the department's Bureau of Fire Prevention, have now been taken into custody. Federal authorities allege the men were involved in a bribery scheme that spanned from 2021 to 2023, during which they are accused of soliciting and accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes. According to the indictment, Saccovino and Cordasco provided preferential treatment in exchange for the payments, allegedly favoring certain individuals and companies during the department's fire safety inspections and regulation processes. The charges include conspiracy to solicit bribes, honest services wire fraud, and making false statements. As of now, the defendants' legal teams have not responded to requests for comments ahead of their scheduled court appearances in Manhattan Federal Court. These arrests are the latest development in a broader corruption probe shaking New York City's government. Over the weekend, Mayor Eric Adams' top legal advisor resigned suddenly following the resignation of the NYPD's top official after federal agents seized his phone.
Authorities are expected to provide more details in the days to come.
Thanks, John. Mom of four, Michelle Vanek, 35, sets out for a hike up the mountain of Holy Cross, Minturn, Colorado, with friend Eric Sawyer. They're approaching the summit when Michelle feels winded. She decides to head back down. She encourages Eric to go on, saying she'll meet him back at the car. He hopes to catch Michelle on the descent, but he makes it back to Michelle's car, but no sign of Michelle. An intense 8-day search in the area with 220 volunteers turns up nothing. Canines don't even pick up her scent. Much later, searchers stumble upon some of Michelle's belongings, including clothing, a backpack, hiking poles, and Michelle's car keys. Still, no Michelle. Michelle, 5'8", 145 pounds, shoulder-length blonde hair, blue eyes, now missing 19 years. If you have info on Michelle Vanek, missing from Minturn, Colorado, call Eagle County Sheriff's 970-328-8500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.